get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio. Come save us. We got some crazy board op, and I don't know what the heck we're going to do for the next 15 minutes because they're going to come take his butt away.
I'm so excited we have him.
Well, I knew you would be because he's cute. That's the only reason you're happy.
Well, we used to have him, and then he got transferred over to the other
show.
They handcuffed him, dragged him out because he's crazy.
Oh, because of Yakety Yak? Don't talk back.
No, that wasn't his fault. That's another story. That was Brendan. That's why Brendan's not here.
Oh,
we burned up Chris. We don't know where Chris is. I think he's in a psychiatric ward now because he ran our show. But, you know, hey, it's all good right here. I'm going to be here 5 hours, folks. So sit on it. Be ready. I want to thank Southwest Point of Sale for all you folks out there got grocery stores, liquor stores, and you're getting tired of your employees that won't come to work. Well, guess what? Self-checkout. All you got to do is call them, 800-540-2149. Also, our good buddies over at Alpha Site Logistics, they'll be out at the Lost Lizard Run, right?
Yes.
Scooping and doing all the other things that they do, whether it's be for over 20 years, they offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters. And you know what's important about that? Because when you're trying to get a permit to do anything, especially in San Diego County, man, I tell you, it's jumping through some serious hoops. But when you mention Alpha Logistics, they don't even question it.
They donate our dumpster. Right. They donate our toilets, our wash stations.
But the important part is when you tell the – because the county wants you to do that, right?
Yes,
so if you tell the county, hey, we're using Alpha
Site Logistics, yes.
Okay, fine.
Alpha Site Logistics.
But if you said, I got Fred's porta potties, you know, they would want to research them. Do they really do what they say? And that's what's good about a company like that.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, all right, folks. All your tires are going to be gone in 13 days. There seems to be a rubber shortage, is what you're telling me.
A rubber apocalypse is coming.
Unfortunately,
a rubber apocalypse
is upon us.
Did the trees all die?
Actually, yes, there is an infection going on right now. But what I've learned coming from this is that America doesn't have its own supply of rubber.
We don't have rubber trees.
We don't have rubber trees. Those are grown 100% in Thailand, and it's done in Thailand. And most of them come from small business owners, small family farms that actually do this. And the small family farms, as price fluctuates and goes in and out, and sometimes it's worth it for them, so they start planting, and they have all of these trees, and then the price drops drastically, and then they stop planting, and they plant something else.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you almost have to do that to keep the soil
good and active.
You keep doing the same thing,
because now what they're facing is they have diseases. There's plant diseases and tree diseases that
eating
are going
the rubber
on.
Trees.
Eating the rubber trees, yes. And then we had the pandemic, and so then with the pandemic, the supply and demand, because rubber is actually in all of the disposable masks, the elastic piece that goes around your ears, all of the rubber gloves that you've been using, the ketchup and mustard packets and other,
all
you know, you would
stuff.
Be surprised what rubber actually is inside of each of these, you know, one-time use disposable products. So that,
you know, what color rubber
increase,
is?
What color?
If you were to make tires.
Brown?
No, it's
white.
It's white. It's, yeah, it's like a, it's
you
like
have
a
to dye
really
it.
Light gray.
Yeah, you have to dye the tire to make it look black.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just trivia.
Yeah.
But, interesting.
So
I've learned a lot about rubber
recently.
I
can't imagine the United States wouldn't have some place in the United States from an environmental and weather that couldn't grow rubber trees.
Well, there's actually been a lot of research recently in regards to how we can supply our own and what we can do to create our own. So there's been a lot of research done at different universities as to what type of native plants that we have, where it can be found in, and what we can do for that.
I mean, it's air, wind, and soil. Water.
But it also then goes back to the supply chain issue right now, you know, that we have. Getting parts. I just got another email that my parts have been delayed again. And so it's like, will my YJ ever get completely fixed and be able to go out? Like, is it even going to get done before the Lost Lizard in November? Since I just got,
An email. I'm supposed to have an email.
Yeah, we've got a few different events.
like Rebel.
There's a few different things that have been going on. So it's like trying to get products and get parts. And
people don't realize what this pandemic has done to the world. I'm not going
to
say the United States. I'm going to say the world. Yeah. I mean, we talked. I got a friend of mine that has an irrigation company, and he's got five or six freighters sitting offshore out of L.A.
Yep.
With all their products in their
They can't
vans.
Unload their stuff?
They can't. No. They can't get them in because they can't. Yeah. There's just too many people trying to bring stuff in, and they can't process it.
So the ports are one of the issues. Yes, it's basically a lot. It's a bottleneck. So the ports don't have enough employees to offload the product off and get the sea containers off of them. So the ports right now are trying to hire like crazy.
Anybody
that they can.
I'm a crane operator. I should run up there.
If you can fog a mirror, you can get a job.
Pretty much.
Let me tell you, a buddy of mine that has a custom hot rod shop in Escondido will pay you $100,000 a year.
For what?
Whatever. If you qualified and you can work on a hot rod, maybe do some metal fab or what have you, it doesn't make any difference. And then I mentioned it to another shop, just a normal shop, not a high-end resto shop, just a kind of a hot rod shop for off-road. And he says, are you kidding? He says, my guy started $85,000.
That's crazy to think that a mechanic back in the day was only making $45,000 to $55,000. Like they were like maxing out at $55,000.
Yeah, with bloody knuckles every day.
Now you can't touch them. You can't. So this whole insanity is nationwide, and until we stop paying people to stay home and stop raising the minimum wage. Because minimum wage was designed for, that was your first job.
Yeah. Well, even then, forcing college down people's throats is another thing that just blows my mind.
I know.
Not everybody is made to go to college. There's trade schools out there for individuals. We need more mechanics. We need more construction workers.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone into debt for over $100,000 and not know how to pay for it?
No.
That's college. Stop and think about it. Unless you have a goal. Unless you know you're going to go to medical school, and you've done it so well, you've gotten grants and scholarships.
That's what I did. Yeah, when I started, that's what I did. I knew what I was doing.
But go into debt for over $100,000 and not know how to pay it back?
Heck no.
That's our educational system.
Exactly. No. I don't know why
you go to trade school and you learn a trade. I'm going to become a plumber. I'm learning all about plumbing. It's a done deal. You're going to get out. You're going to make good money as a plumber.
Plumbers there's right no, now.
There's no. My nephew's not even 21. He's been going to welding school. Yeah. And now he's a full-blown welder making more money than most people I know.
Yeah. Plumbers right now, too. Plumbers are booked out 3-4 months.
Desiree Bates.
Oh, yes.
She's an electrician.
Here's a girl that used to work at KUSI. Union. Had a pretty good job.
Yep.
Got into electrical. Didn't really know that much about it. And now she's rocking it.
Yeah, IBEW 569, I believe, is her.
Yeah,
her
she struggled for a few years, sure but she knew she was gonna.
Yeah.
Of course you should. You're starting new.
You know it takes 2 years to sell your first house. Yeah. But nobody tells a real estate agent you got to starve for 2 years. And, you know, unless you're lucky and you happen to hit on it. So, I mean, we got to get back to skills.
Oh, yeah.
That we can, you know, that the folks need. Whether it's a painter, whether it's a welder, a body guy, a carpenter, like you said, a plumber.
Yeah.
I ain't sticking my head in my toilet.
Mesa College used to have trade classes, hundreds of them, and they're all gone.
Mesa, Palomar, Cuyamaca, They all have.
They had so many trade classes. You could go to school and you could learn. Because who's going to fix the cars? Who's going to fix your air conditioner?
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
How do you get started?
A computer screen is half of my job. I have to be able to get a hold of people and send emails and do whatever. But the other half of my job is being out on a job site and running the job site.
All right. Now that we've fixed the world, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio. She's Audrey. He's Ed. I'm Dave. And this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's Audrey Mason, Ed Stoven, and this segment's brought to you by some guy by the name of Wayne Miller.
Wayne Miller, Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your automotive needs, whether you need some oil changed, new brakes, an alignment, or you're looking to get new tires. Wayne Miller, Mobile Tire in Santee is here to help you out. Reach out to him at 619-596-2800 and let him know SDORC Dirt Radio sent you.
Super. All right, so.
Speaking of tires and Wayne Miller's Mobile Tires, Jeep has a problem with tires, front tires.
Well, we don't know if it's tires. It could be suspension.
Well, they have a problem. There's a problem with Jeeps, and we don't know what the solution is and what the actual cause is. But the problem is that people get what's known as a wobble, and in Jeep circles,
it's been called a death wobble.
It's called death wobble. You're going down the road, 50, 60 miles an hour. You hit a little bump, some kind of imperfection in the road. And suddenly your wheels are oscillating back and forth. Your front tire is fast. Your steering wheel is jerking back and forth. And your car becomes hard to control. So I've heard about it for years. I've talked to Jeep owners. And I had a death wobble. And I had to pull over and catch my breath.
Oh, yeah.
We worked on the... I talked to a friend, Amy Vollmer, yesterday. And I asked her about it. Oh, I had death wobble in my Jeep.
Yeah.
And we took the front end apart and the bushings were missing from the metal in her control arms.
Oh, wow.
The bushing were gone.
Wow, yeah.
See, now that's a different animal.
Yeah, my girlfriend Ainsley had an older Cherokee, and her Grand Cherokee had an extreme death wobble.
A Grand Cherokee?
Yeah,
okay.
And they were never able to actually figure out what the cause of it was.
That's crazy.
She replaced all of her front suspension, control arms, everything. Steering components, and still, so she actually sold that Cherokee because they couldn't figure it out.
So why I brought this up today is that I just heard about a class action lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler, the corporation that owns Jeep. And they're saying that
it's actually Stellantis now.
I'm sorry?
Stellantis.
S-T-E-A-L-L-A-N-T-I-S.
That's the company?
Oh.
So there's a lawsuit, there's a class action lawsuit saying that there's a defect in 2018 to 2020 Jeep Wranglers and Jeep Gladiators. So it's interesting because they're four-wheel drives. People are saying that, or Jeep was saying that any four-wheel drive vehicle with a solid front axle can possibly get death wobble. I think that's kind of weird because I used to drive a Toyota truck, four-wheel drive with a solid front axle. Did I ever tell you I had a 83?
Yeah, 83.
So I never had it. I know, huh? I sold that to buy a van to put dirt bikes in. So that I never had a death wobble in that. But I've talked to people who've had death wobble. Sometimes they find something in there. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's interesting. I don't understand what it is. I think we're going to do a little research and see what Jeep says about.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just reached out to them. I know it's Sunday. I didn't expect them to call back, and they have, or email me back or text me back, but they haven't done it as yet. But if you really stop and think about what you're talking about, so if a tire hits a chuck hole and causes it to
get a harmonic oscillation.
Exactly. That's what it is. Now, that's why you put a shock absorber in the front, a stabilizer.
Yep.
That, because originally, back in the day, that was the common denominator.
I've seen shock absorbers horizontally placed
right. And that's supposedly to stop that oscillation. Now, do you? And I've seen him with one shock. I've seen him with two shocks. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to throw this right back to Ford and Firestone when they had their tire issue and vehicles were rolling over.
Yep.
Well, that took a while to figure out that it was due to lack of inflation because
you low
buy a new
pressure.
Vehicle.
I read that they wanted it to have a smooth ride.
Well, so
they reduced the tire pressure.
Exactly. And if you buy a brand new vehicle and never check the tire pressure for a year, by the time you get to the end of the year, you've probably got 15 pounds of tire in a full-size SUV.
That's just crazy to think, driving down the road with only 15 pounds of tire.
Oh, I know, but people, they don't, it's a new car. Why should I have to check anything? So here's the thing that gets me where I'd like us to do more research. How long has this, if they have a name for it, the death wobble, how long has people been experiencing this? I mean, has it been since Jeep has been built, or is it only been in the last 6 months?
I've been doing research.
It's been many years,
and
I think it's different components.
10 years, 15 years ago, people were saying they had death wobble.
And it's different components.
And I've heard about
it
long before 2018.
Yes.
When this started.
And then, is it a stock vehicle? Is it a vehicle with modified tires and wheel package with offsets? Because you know as well as I do, when a manufacturer makes something, the amount of math and everything that goes into it is off
the
chain. The R&D is off the charts.
They do this tremendous amount of designing and troubleshooting and sorting out, and occasionally they make mistakes. But if you take that vehicle and then you put a wheel on and tire that's 50% bigger and heavier, and you change the spring rates and you change other
parts. Geometry. You change the whole geometry.
And then, oh my God, I hit a bump and I went into a harmonic oscillation. It's hard to blame Jeep when you make modifications.
Well, before we condemn Jeep, we got to look at all. If somebody's putting a class action suit together, in my mind, doesn't mean that they've done their homework.
No.
And it doesn't mean the company's guilty.
No, it does not.
It just means
mean
they found some kind of correlation and they want to go after it.
Okay, that's like let's say you took your little.
My sidekick?
And put a 1,000 horsepower motor in it.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
But you didn't change. But you didn't change the brakes.
Well, I'd have to let off really early.
But what do you think? But if you drove it
burn those brakes. Who knows what ditch I would end up in?
So there's so many unknowns right now that we'll all go into litigation, and it'll all get worked out.
Yeah. I spent time reading about this, and there's
have you
a
ever
number
experienced
of people.
It? Have you ever experienced
not
it?
Not personally.
Because I have.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're an entertainment host, but in your previous working
service manager,
you were a service manager for an automobile dealership,
and it starts oscillating, it'll scare the snot out of you.
Yep.
Because
you're not expecting
it'll try
it.
To take the steering wheel
Somebody
out of your hand.
Somebody will overcorrect it, causing him you
but
know
the key
more
is
of an
you
issue.
Let off the gas and you apply the brakes smoothly, and it'll stop.
Yeah. Well, even then, sometimes you don't want to apply the
but
brakes.
Think about
well,
that.
I was going to say,
you're in the fast lane
on
the freeway. Audrey's in the fast lane on the freeway.
Okay, but shouldn't we be paying attention?
Or the middle lane.
Anyway, shouldn't we be paying attention?
Oh, yeah,
attention
of course.
Driving?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My dad had me, when I was a child, he taught me how to drive aggressively. I watch as far behind me as I can.
He did a great job.
As far in front of me as I can.
He did a great job.
It's his fault.
I'm watching every driver in all four lanes.
She knows how she's ignoring us. You know how she's ignoring us.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call anything my daddy's fault. I'm very proud of my daddy.
Your dad taught you very well.
Thank you.
He got that message right into you.
He just didn't explain to you that when tires go flat, you should stop and change it. That's the only thing
you're
doing.
I didn't know the tire was flat because I was driving through the sand. It wasn't
if you're going
the
fast,
asphalt.
The centrifugal force spreads
an hour.
It out.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like it's smooth again.
It feels like it's smooth when you're going through the sand dunes.
At 80 miles an hour in a Volkswagen.
It was like 40 in my
Jetta.
Volkswagen. You got to stay on top of the sand. I didn't want to sink in,
Of course not. But no, so this will be interesting, and I'm glad you brought it up. So I'll do some research on it and get Jeeps. Because I'm sure their legal has already got a letter written up that'll exactly
what's going on with it.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if it does turn out to be a factory issue, you're looking at 6 to 8 months before they come up with a correction. because whatever they come up to correct it will then have to go through more R&D than you can imagine before they release it to the consumer.
Now,
Audrey, what year is your Jeep?
Mine falls in within that. Mine's an 18.
So you have a 2018 Wrangler?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you could be a part of this class action.
You'll get 13 cents.
Mine is already slightly modified, though.
So I don't want to bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah.
Right? Because you are in the industry.
Here's the kicker. Yes.
But we have to see.
No, I haven't. Mine already has issues with the turbo. I got the four cylinder, but I got the turbo 2.0 turbo in it. And my Jeep currently has issues right now. When it's warm and when you hit the gas right off the bat, it almost feels like it's jerking me and it's hesitating.
Turbo lag.
It's got a severe hesitation. Like it's not getting fuel. It's not getting it.
How many miles on that car?
And, 65,000.
You know what I recommend you do? You should do a throttle body service on it.
Yeah.
Because I'll bet you if you look up inside that throttle body, I bet it's so nasty in there. It's
gunked up.
Yeah.
I took it to the dealer and they told me that they're currently doing R&D and engineering for the turbo. There's something in the computer of the turbo is not communicating together as it's supposed to.
But as long as you've reported it to them, then you're going to be good to go.
Yeah, I've taken it to the dealership twice now, actually, and they told me, and this was right when I first bought it, too, and they're like, hopefully within the next 6 months, you will be getting a recall back, and we're literally just bring it back. We plug it into a computer system, and it tells it,
what
to do for it. Yeah, and I won't have that hesitation and that lag anymore.
And it doesn't do it all the time.
No, it doesn't do it all the time, but when it does do it, it does it.
That's like the Toyota Tacoma SR, or if you get the TRD, and you accelerate off getting on the freeway, it has a vibration that will shake you out of the truck. It doesn't do it all the time. It doesn't do it with every truck.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, again, like I said, try building your own vehicles.
Yeah, exactly. Every manufacturer, every
It's all one of them, they all have its own personal. And no manufacturer tests a vehicle as much as the general public.
No.
I rest my case. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to SCORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. Hey, this segment is brought to you by San Diego Off-Road Magazine. SSORM.com. Our infamous Ed Stoven writes for that magazine in 1982. Stephen Sherry founded San Diego Off-Roader, later called that San Diego Off-Road Magazine. They used to put it in every off-road shop, liquor store, 7-Eleven, free for you to grab, and it just grew and grew and grew and grew. So they are kind enough to put a little ad in the magazine, so you'll know all about it. So if you want to know anything about off-roading, go to SSORM.com. You can donate, you can do classifieds, and they're just a great group of people. So we want to thank them for their sponsorship.
Yes, S&S Off-Road Magazine is one of the largest off-road magazines in Southern California. She touches based on everything.
They even moved out there.
She
lives off Split Mountain Road.
Yeah, she lives in Ocotillo Wells off of Split Mountain Road. Yep. They are our locals out there, and I truly appreciate Sherry for everything that she does for our community and everything that she has done to fight for our community.
She gives us free ads for our fun run. The same for Corva when they're running their events.
Yeah.
Well, we stop and think about it. If they run a free ad and somebody says, hey, check out S&S, boom. It's good for them as well.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of OHV advocates, I want to do a huge shout out to Michael McGarity and Miss Naomi Rodriguez, they tied the knot yesterday at Oceano Dunes State Vehicular Recreation.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Mike got married at Oceano?
Congratulations, Mike McGarity and Naomi Rodriguez.
No wonder he's not
on your
calling
wedding.
Him.
Yes. It's been a busy couple weeks for them as they planned this. I'm very excited for him. Mike is a huge staple in OHV advocacy. He has been for a long time. His forest knowledge and forest management experience, it blows me away with how involved he's been. You know, I want to say 10, maybe even 15 years now. He's been extremely active in
He's a recently appointed director for the California Off-Road Vehicle Association.
Yes, he is the
director
past
of that
vice
also.
President right. of Cal 4 Wheel. He was a president of Clovis 4x4 in independent four-wheelers. They're in the Fresno, Clovis area. This coming up weekend, Friends of Oceano Dunes is hosting their barbecue, annual barbecue at the Clovis Rodeo Grounds. And
I saw it sold out. 400 entries.
Yeah,
400 people.
Completely sold out for it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I wish I was headed up there this next weekend. Unfortunately, we just didn't get to make that happen. But
it's kind of far.
All
day drive each way. That's
Yeah, but I'm going to send him money to support him anyway.
Why
but
don't you just
congratulations,
take the STORC helicopter?
To Mike and Naomi.
You can land right on the roof.
For tying the knot out there. I think that's some really happy news.
All right, so when the honeymoon's over, he's got to call in and tell us what's going on.
Yes, because there's been a lot going on up at
next
Bald
Thursday.
Mountain, up in the Sierra. National Forest, and there's a couple of current fires that are up in Northern California right now, and I'm sure that he can give us a excellent rundown. Very excited to have him as a new board member for Corva, and seeing what
he's on the Friends of
us.
Oceano Dunes board, isn't he?
Yeah, he is on the Friends.
He's
of Oceano
He's a busy guy,
Dunes.
And
board.
Now
he's got
a new secretary.
Yeah, Naomi. Yes, they've been together for a couple years.
She
I absolutely
probably had
love
no
her.
Idea
She's
she married
so
into Oceana Dunes.
Yes. Oh, she did. She knew exactly what she was getting into. She loves the side-by-side Razor that they have. They go out all the time. She drives the Razor.
Did you see where that plant burnt down in Mexico?
Yeah, so that was one of the other things that I was going to talk about today was the Can-Am factory
Price
caught fire in Juarez, Mexico.
Skyrocketed.
Well, you've already had a wait. So if you purchased a Can-Am, if it wasn't in stock and you were already waiting anywhere from 4 to 6 months right now for a current Can-Am.
Now it's
going
to be worse.
Now that weight.
The end of this coming season, you can pick it up.
You can, the end of this coming season, your Can-Am.
Oh,
and then
God.
That could potentially also affect others as well. Just keep that in mind. Unfortunately, yesterday there was
a large
fire down in Juarez, Mexico.
And it burnt to the ground.
And the entire plant, I believe, burnt to the ground. So
hopefully nobody was injured.
At first they were saying it was just the finished actual, because that's where I think it started was in the finished area outside the factory where they were storing all of the completed Can-Ams that were ready for shipment, and then it moved in. So that's just very, so, you want to talk about supply chain, waiting for parts and different things right now. I can only imagine what that's going to mean for,
crazy.
For
I've
getting
driven
parts
a couple
or getting
of those.
New Can-Ams.
I've driven a Can-Am. I've driven a couple different Razors, and I drove a Yamaha. And I the Can-Am was the nicest one.
You ought to try Kawasaki.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
That's the best kept secret right now is Kawasaki.
I haven't tried a Honda either.
That's a T-Rex. Kawasaki T-Rex.
Right.
Okay. I love the T-Rex. You want to talk about having a better built-up control arm. They want to talk.
I know.
It is all around built.
All the way
way
around
better. It had
no
a
death
bigger,
wobble.
The sway bar on it. All the other ones were like not even the size of my pinky. I want to say it wasn't even a 3/8 sway bar on the back and what they had for it. The T-Rex is one. A 3/4 to 1 inch round actual sway bar. The control arms were built up. They were actually fully welded.
Yep.
100%. I tried the Honda Talon. I've tried the Can-Am Maverick. I've been in the
Did you drive
1000.
A Yamaha?
The Yamaha, I haven't. I have not been in a Yamaha yet.
I didn't like the Yamaha. And I like Yamaha motorcycles. I have nothing against them, but I didn't like driving this thing.
What did you like about it?
The guy said, you need to stay on the gas. You can't just cruise on it. And I like to, this is the kind of vehicle I'd like to just kind of cruise around, look over the hill, look around. I thought he was full of it. So I was at one of the big trade shows, and I go to the, they have a bunch of Yamahas, and I go up to the guy, I go, so what's the deal with driving these? Do you have to stay on it, or can you just putt around? Oh, no, you got to stay on it with these. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So I didn't like having to be on the gas the whole time.
Oh, by the way, did you see I sent you press credentials for the Overland? Is it the Overland?
The big Overland trade Expo show?
Did you know
Scottsdale, Arizona?
I don't know where it's at, but I sent you where you could apply for media passes.
Okay. Excellent. Think I just saw it. You sent it 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did see that one.
We ought to do too is we ought to take one of these 15-minute segments for a product review.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just reach out to the locals. Because, I mean, and get a Kawasaki or get a Yamaha and then take it out for a day.
Yeah. So, going from happy news and then talking about this Can-Am thing and, you know, we can take it into a little bit I heard some heart-wrenching news. I got a phone call the other day making me aware of this. And then, I seen a post from Glamis Beach Store, and then I saw a post from ASA, American Sand Association.
What?
Glamis lost a legend 3 days ago, I believe, unfortunately. He's been, a staple within the Glamis Beach Store. Mama Jeannie and Devin Atkins. And Devin designed shirts. He stocked the beach store. He was always there to help you out in any way, shape, or form. If something was, you know, wrong going on with your vehicle, you needed help in any way, Devin was there for you. Unexpected loss for Glamis. And
how old was he?
Young, I want to say early 60s.
Ooh, accident or just passed away?
Just passed away. Wasn't an accident. If any of you follow Glamis Beach Store, if any of you follow Glamis Dunes, I believe they run both of those sites on Facebook. He gave the daily Glamis weather update. So that iconic voice, giving the daily weather update. I'm truly going to miss it. I tuned in for the entire desert season and listen to my daily weather update by Devin, fresh, clean sand dunes.
Well, our hearts and prayers definitely go out to the family.
And Glamis Beach Store, SDORC is here to help you in any way, shape, or form that we can. We're here to support you, Mama Jeannie, and Devin's family. If there's anything that you guys need, we're definitely here to help you in any way that we can.
Wow, that is sad. Yeah, it's so, but especially when they're young. Goodness.
Yeah, yeah, definitely run.
I mean, he provided.
Yeah,
with the weather.
True duner, man. He would get out and take you on a dune ride that would just, epic dune ride from Keyhole all the way through to China Wall, out to the plane and then back through to the swing set and then back
and
out
never
pad
get lost.
Four. Never get lost. Knew where you were the entire time, take you from Olds. Two big dunes over, the next thing you're at is Sandy Hill and, three or four big dunes after that and you're at China Wall and, he just knew exactly where he was, just knew that desert, took care of that desert, fought for that desert, did a lot for make Glamis safe, the railroad crossing, worked hand in hand with Boardmanville, Lance Ricotta to work on the fight to keep the dunes open and get us a safe crossing. So we truly lost a legend with the passing of Dave Adkins this past week. So
not to change the subject, what is the latest on the railroad crossing?
Things have been going on behind the scenes. I've actually tried to get in contact with Lance Ricotta a couple of times to get an update from him. Next weekend, I'll give you a better update.
Okay.
I'll reach out to Lance this week
doing something, donations. I mean, I'm sure there's some cause that he's wanting to, the family's probably wanting to support.
The last that I had heard was we needed a association to step up and own the crossing and what that and who that was going to be. Yeah. So you've got the transit. You have the transit union, the transit committee, the Imperial County Transit Committee, which is working.
Crossing.
Yes. And, and they were the ones who actually got the planning grant and were taking comments this last time last year for for us. We went out and met with the Imperial County Transit Committee a couple of times. I partaked in a few different meetings on Zoom with them, where we provided feedback and input on what needed to happen out there. My understanding right now is funding and ownership. So who's going to own it? Who's going to be responsible? Who's going to be liable? Maintain right. it and everything right. that's involved with that. And then where's the funding coming from gotcha. To build it?
All right. Well, we'll work on that in the near future and find out what's going on there.
Yeah.
But again, going back to the Glamis store, you know, maybe we can find out if they're doing anything as a fundraiser, you know, for him and
his family,
a cause, if you know, maybe in lieu of flowers and what have you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Definitely. Anything we can do to help.
Sure. Well, if nothing else, get the word out so people will be aware. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FAM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, you got bugs? Well, we got a solution. K&J Termite and Pest Control, Inc., family-owned and operated business with over 45 years of experience. Your family, health, and home are the most important thing to K&J Termite and Pest Control. And in your world, and we want to help you protect them. They're safe, reliable, and affordable pest control service, so keep your home pest-free and healthy. For more information, you can get a quote just by calling 619-441-7378, 619-441-7378, K&J Termite and Pest Control. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring STORC Dirt Radio. What's with the Elvis? Jeez Louise.
I love Elvis.
Well, they had a whole marathon and all the racer Elvis movies, I taped them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, so
yeah.
You know, the race car's in a trailer. You can tell he's sitting in a trailer and they're making
pulling the trailer down
the
road.
Yeah, they're just making the car bounce. But anyway.
That's funny.
I like Elvis. I think he sings well. Anyway, I digress.
So there's a problem in Orange County that I've learned about. There's a mountain. So between Orange County and inland, there's a mountain range. Santiago Peak is the high point. Mm-hmm. It's managed by the Cleveland National Forest, and there's dirt roads in there. You can go off-roading, and people go up Santiago Peak Trail to the top of the mountain. It's somewhere you can go in the summer when it's not too hot. It's accessible to millions of people. So on this road, somebody pulled a chain across, closed the road, and said, "You can't come through here." And he's been brandishing a weapon.
Cool.
Throwing around a pistol.
Mm.
And people are confused. They've had to turn around. There's a picture of the guy put his Jeep on the road sideways so that people couldn't go by. Apparently, it's an easement and the public has legal access. Although I'm not positive. Mm. I mean, how do you know? But apparently, it's the Cleveland National Forest has access. You know, they have an easement. Anybody can go to the forest on this guy's road. And he lives right on the road. He doesn't like people driving by all the time, making right. dust, making noise, throwing empty cans in his yard.
I mean, if you live in Riverside in Orange County, that's a very popular trail. It's the largest, the tallest peak in Orange County. Santiago Peak. And
it's like moving next to an airport and complaining about the noise.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
And I'm sorry for dust and cans in your yard and the noise and whatnot. But that's what you signed up for when you moved out there.
I put a trash can out there.
Yeah.
For the cans.
Well, just think positive. Hey, don't litter on my yard. Drop it in the can.
Yeah, yeah.
So this
provide
guy.
Provide a solution instead of trying to close it down. Imagine that.
Brandishing a weapon. I believe that's illegal. If you're pointing a gun at someone, telling them you can't come through here when you really can.
Yeah.
Like, so do you know what Ocotillo Wells, you know where the slot is?
Yes.
South of the highway?
Yes.
And did you hear about that land that guy bought? That he bought a piece of land By the way, that's all private property down there. And the owners have let people off-road it for years. Well, on the west side of it, the guy who is developing a golf course in there, pushing dirt around, well, he put a fence to keep people out of his property. So somebody went over the fence, like it wasn't a very hard fence to cross. Somebody crossed in there, and the guy pulled out a gun and shot in front of his motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago.
Okay.
So they called the police. They called the sheriff. That guy went to jail. That guy went to prison
for doing that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Just because you trespass, that doesn't mean you can shoot somebody.
No.
Not unless they're like...
Unless they're shooting at you.
Yeah, they're trying to hurt you.
Ooh,
rob you or anything like that.
So that guy went to jail. So this guy, you know, he's got to have to look out because he's going to get
The sheriff or the land management people, all they'll have to do is go out. And
have a little discussion with him.
And by the way, did you hear the latest on the lady they're trying to elect to run the BLM?
And a little bit.
Turns out she had back in her day, she was spiking the forest.
Oh, the trees, so the chainsaws would explode.
And one of the forest workers got his whole lower jaw tore off by a chain that hit one of the spikes. So she's trying.
Oh boy!
The Biden administration's trying to get her in ahead of the BLM.
Oh my goodness! I did not hear
that. Just came out. Just
so,
just
and by BLM you mean the Bureau of Land Management, what we talk about all the time,
right?
You know, I'm an appointee.
When you say Biden administration and BLM, a lot of people's
That's
mindset changes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So let's just bring it back to off-road.
Yeah, yeah. This is the largest land manager in the country.
Yeah, which is that could be very scary when
very.
It comes to federal land and
can
what we
imagine?
Can do because what happens right
Even
now in the state of California.
In there? Boy, that
you know,
would be lopsided management.
Well, that's the kind of managers you don't want.
No,
managing
that's very scary.
The open lands.
That's a very scary thought.
And if she's, you know, I'm not saying she physically went out and did it, but she knew of it and she condoned it. That's not who you want maintaining our open lands. I mean, there's ways to litigate and get things done.
We have a system here.
Yeah, you don't put spikes in a tree and some unknowing
you don't shoot trespassers
out there.
No. No, definitely not.
People who take the law in their own hands, they're going to be in trouble.
They deserve to be in trouble. I totally agree. But anyway, I didn't know if you knew that little tidbit.
No, I didn't. I'm going to have to do some research in regards to that.
Well, I can't think of her name right off the top of my head.
Definitely.
I don't care.
Make some
comments. Is she a Native American?
No.
There was a Native American woman being proposed for a high-ranking position
That's
in the
Elizabeth
federal government.
Warren.
Not that high.
She's an Indian.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Excuse me.
Lives in a tent.
Did you hear?
It's a yurt.
So my truck's been in for.
A
year and a half now. I've been trying to get my big truck figured out.
What big truck?
How many parts are left on that?
Well, you know, I forget I even own it because you know it's
you
been
a
year
a
and
truck?
A half. Yeah, I've got an F-250.
Oh well, there's the problem.
Is that
a diesel powered?
Yeah, it's a 2000 7.3 liter diesel, and it's a gorgeous beast. Everything's been rebuilt on it. The engine's been completely
that's
redone.
Only vehicle that can
injectors,
pull our
upgraded
orange trailer.
Tuner in the whole nine yards. Upgraded the injectors, rebuilt the motor, added a new tuner last year. Ever since then, there's been, you know, connectivity issues with wiring, which is what they thought. But now we've gone through all 540 some odd wires, and it's not that. My husband can give you a little bit of a better explanation. The last I heard of what it's been figured out.
What was the actual problem?
It's still being diagnosed. It's
Does
been
it
every
not
wiring
drive?
Specialist.
Does it
it's
it
been
run?
To yes, but you can't run it. It doesn't run for any other mode except for the California state mode, right? So I can't tow. I can't do any of the things that I actually need the truck to do because the tuner isn't working correctly. One of the big things that I have to get it smogged this year, and it's due in 2 months. I just got my California renewal notice.
I have to non-op.
Oh, I'm going to have to because guess what just happened? SEMA Action just sent me an email that says California smog inspectors to check for illegally tuned vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have a factory tune in there, and I've now changed it out and have a new tuner in there.
Yep.
Granted, I have it to where it runs in California
Difference.
But and it does now from California what this from what enough. This email says that now having the California mode will not be good enough. Beginning July 19th, California Bureau of Automotive Repair may fail motors during the smog check inspection if they are found to have software modifications not provided by the original That's equipment right. manufacturer
How
approved
the
through the California Board Air Resources.
And your vehicle will then go into the system.
Ooh, they'll
so
know.
How does that work? I mean, my vehicle hasn't even run in almost 2 years.
Yeah,
like
you got it.
It's been sitting.
You
there
either have to go right
taken from one shop to another shop to another shop, and
you either
you know,
have to go back to bone stock,
yeah,
or you sell it out of state. Those are the only two options you have at this point.
Yeah, and that well, the yeah. at least the value of it is like tripled in cost from what I've put into it and yeah. what I bought it for. I mean, but at least I
can
make. Can
you
money
put it back
it
to
right
stock
now? But
well,
I don't.
It costs an arm and a leg.
I don't think I can.
Yeah, you can.
I've got 30 over 30 injectors in it.
You just
I've
put
got...
all. No, you take everything out that's been modified, and you put. Go to your little Ford store, and say I have a.
You know how much I spent to put all of that
know,
in
but
there.
You didn't talk to me before you did all of this, because I could have told you it.
Whew.
That's like taking your catalytic converter off.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
You want to talk car mods? You want to talk vehicle mods? You want to talk products? You want to talk saving our trails and saving our areas?
You can't
areas.
Change a darn thing.
Not if in California.
If there's an area of interest that you're interested in, become a member of SDORC. $25 annual membership. www.sdorc.org. You know, get a hold of us, info@sdorc.org. Let us know what you're interested in, what topics you want to hear about, if there's a certain product, if there's a certain area that you like to go play at, please reach out to us and let
us
know. Yeah, we're here to help out and reach out, make comments, give input, provide feedback, guide you on how to
$25
and who to reach
a year.
Out to.
That's not
yep.
much.
Don't you have it's a meeting much. Coming up Tuesday at Casino Inn?
We do. We're doing the Lost Lizard meeting on Tuesday.
So we need
so
help.
We're 6 putting
o'clock
on the fun
on
run
the patio.
Meeting.
Yep. Audrey will buy you a beer.
Before
I will gladly buy you a
that's
beer.
That's an hour before
or
karaoke starts.
Yeah.
Yep. You'll mm-hmm. be fine. But I'm serious. I mean, if you're interested in the, if you're a business owner, did anybody reach out to Corey, by the way? Because I know from Fox, he was on TV and radio last week.
Yes. I
think
have,
Nicole was supposed to do it.
I have not this week. This
I think
week
Nicole
ended up being
did.
A lot busier for me than I was expecting.
I think Nicole may have, but you know, we'll see.
If not, works. I will be reaching out this week.
Because, you know, he did it. You weren't here, but he did agree to do a checkpoint.
That would be absolutely
But he
amazing.
Needs somebody to talk to him, so he knows there's going to be a game involved. And so and all that, so somebody needs to just reach
I
out
will
to
take him out to dinner and
something
I will
with
give
shock
him a
springs.
Full rundown of cool. what he needs.
Did you see Creeps and Jeeps
no, but
are
we
taking
gotta,
a checkpoint?
Yeah,
I
they're
did.
Taking it as well. All right, we're going to take a quick... No, we're not. We're leaving. Get out of here.
Aw.
Fine.
Kick me out.
We've had a great hour.
Yes, it was a good show. Thanks, Dave.
Welcome back, Audrey.
He's already walked us out.
Family experience while Sam. Promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.